Hey, we commissioned Rick Walton come in and share his thoughts on the past year.
Oh, I got thoughts. Let me tell you. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know,
This is always a great time of year for the Walton Agency with your holiday program, and you can't have it this year. And I know you guys are disappointed.
Yeah, we are. I mean, it was a every year we had people line up there, and you know, 1,000+ people would go through, and it was even exciting for us. There were a lot of people disappointed. There was a lot of work. You know, on one hand, it was almost a relief, but a lot of work and a lot of fun really got us in the spirit as much as anything. We love this time of year. I mean, I absolutely love this time of year, Christmas time, because I've got young grandchildren and everything else. And it's just a great time of year, and that was a lot of fun for us. And we put a lot of smiles on people's faces and a lot of kids, and it was great. It was really great.
Hopefully that comes back next year.
I think it will. I mean, it's our intention, and I'm sure the main people in our office will have as much enthusiasm as they did in the past. So I'm pretty sure it'll come back. But you know, this year we did some pretty cool things, too, by giving away all these tickets to go to Night Lights.
Yeah.
And we had some great stories on that. Some great stories on that. Some people that couldn't have done it before, and because, you know, we bought car loads and put as many people in the car. And that worked out well. It really worked out well, too. So a lot of good stories there, and some other things we've been doing around the community.
So it's been quite a year?
Well, it's been quite a year. I mean, it's been a year of, I don't know. There's so many things, you know, Greg. It's not just the COVID thing. It's the political thing, the social unrest, everything else out there. And you and I have been around a long time. We've seen a lot of, you know, we saw a lot of things back when we lived in the, you know, late 60s and 70s there and stuff. And the things that were going on then. And I was at Parkside at the time. And that, I mean, and then this year it's just amazing to me all the different things we had to deal with, and then all the political unrest and all the, you know, it was just such a polarization right now between people. It seems like, Greg, you know, we got people so radically on the right and so radically on the left, and it's like I don't think either one of them understand the middle at all there, or even what's right maybe at times and that. So it's, you know, is the country going in the right direction? I hope and pray that it is. I don't know that it is. I don't know what, you know, our fathers, that your dad was a great guy here and Jackson guy, as my dad was, and if they'd be happy with what they're seeing and hearing out there right now, I don't think they would be, because they came from a different world than what seems to be coming. So, yes, it's a little bit of a frightening time, because it's easy to get going down a path and not knowing that's the wrong path, you know, at times, and that's what scares you. And then you get so radical about it, and the problem with the politics is that they just seem to be right or left, and there's no in between, and you're for it, I'm against it, just because you're for it, you know, which is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. So it is a challenging time this year.
How about for Jackson, Rick? You have your hands in a lot of things around here. It seemed like Jackson has hung in pretty tough.
I think so, too. And you look at the, you know, and I deal with a lot of businesses and a lot of manufacturers, and then, and a lot of them are doing okay, and a lot of them are looking for people. That's what blows my mind, how many people they're looking for out there. And I really do think there are some good jobs out there. And a couple of the people I know that, man, in fact, they've even increased the hourly wage quite dramatically. And so, not that there aren't challenges out there, real challenges. There's nothing like the certainties of every year is going to be this much more sales and everything else. It's all that uncertainty too out there. But there is. I mean, it's you know, the downtown has done some good thing. I think it's been a big kick to us is to hurt these restaurants down there, because we really had some kind of fun places to go to, and they're, you know, they're not doing what they've been doing, and by any means. And so I'm hoping that they can hold on, and probably with this more stimulus money and everything else, it'll hopefully get them through it. But I know there are, just like you hear about the little restaurants, one was in Tecumseh or wherever, that had to open, a small business woman said, my employees need it, we need it, and they opened, you know, out there. And I think where I disagree with the governor, I really think that this isn't where the problem is. I think, I know in the restaurants I went to, it was great separation, great cleanliness and everything else, and just kind of said, I can have a tattoo parlor open, or I can go to the casino now, and I can't go to a restaurant. So it's hard to understand the thinking, and maybe there is good thinking behind it. But, of course, my big thing all through all of this, Greg, has been the children.
Yeah,
it just drives me crazy. And more teachers I talked to, they said there's such incredible, almost want to say failure, of what these kids are able to accomplish right now. And I'm afraid that we're going to, I'm afraid we're going to hurt so many kids, and there's going to be such separation. They're saying that there was, when there's the challenges with some of the other kids that weren't doing well. It's going to get wider right now, and that's what's scary. I don't want to hurt the future of a of children. And it's like a friend of mine who had has a child that was challenged with the home situation and learning and everything else. Well, he could afford to go to one of the Sylvan-type places and whatnot. And so, yeah, he's probably going to be okay. But what about all those other kids out there that are, I don't care if they've got the internet or don't have it, but they don't really know how to use it, or nobody's pushing them or whatever. These kids are going to be lost, and for a lifetime, and a lot of times. And that's what bothers me about when the governor speaks. She's talking about COVID, COVID, COVID. Serious thing, no doubt. But what about children, 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 my friend, and all the other ramifications and some of these things out there? And that's where I say, I know if I was sitting up there, I'd say, this is a serious thing, but I cannot let the children be hurt in the hundreds of thousands. And I'm not talking about a few. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands in the state, millions nationwide. But we don't talk about that. And I think if you talk to a lot of the educators and that, they'll say, hey, you guys don't know what you're doing to these kids out there. And it's, and not only from, and even some of the other kids emotionally, and, you know, all you got to do is look at the statistics now, and they're all up. All the bad categories are up, whether it's abuse or whether it's anything from alcohol to whatever out there. So, yeah.
Hopefully teachers will be in the front line of getting this vaccine.
Well, they should be, obviously, yeah. So we can give them that confidence in that. And hopefully they take it. So there's that. A couple of people I know very well don't want to take it for various reasons, right, wrong. Some people don't take the flu shot for a lot of different. I wonder what's the percentage of flu shot would they say that take it? Is it 80% or something? You know, Greg, you ever seen that number? It's pretty high.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
But still, if it's 10 or 20%, that's a lot of people that don't take it.
Right.
So I got to believe it's going to be a bigger percentage that don't, at least initially. I've got people in my office, and I'm not taking it yet because it's so brand new. And I get it. I do get it. I'll take it. I'll take the shot.
Mm-hmm.
I could have an allergic reaction. You're always going to have somebody out there that's going to be hurt from the flu shot or something else because allergy or whatever it happens to be out there. So, but I think for the most part, it's a good thing. We should all take it. Definitely should take it. So
on the business front here, locally, Rick.
Let me go back to that.
What are you foreseeing?
I see for the most part pretty good things. And I don't know long term. I know short term. I think it will be. I mean, just like the auto industry this year, all the cars were being sold out there. It's amazing to me. I think there's some catch up on that from the manufacturing standpoint. Hopefully, people are going to continue to buy them after that. It just blows my mind. Boats were sold, you know, this year. Cars were sold this year. ATV, all these different things that people said, okay, we're not going to travel. We're not going to get on an airplane and go somewhere. Real estate out of sight. I mean, it's just like, if it isn't a great time to be a realtor, I don't know what a time would be, other than the fact that you can't find product right now out there. That's a problem. Depends on my buddy Rod, and, you know, they're going crazy down there. That's a title company. And, we are resilient people. We really are. But I'm just hoping that we're not losing the spirit that made this country really great. And I really believe, and I just think about my dad. And my dad was not a wealthy man by any means. Came off the farm, lived apart from his parents for a while during certain times. You know, my mom lived through the Depression as a children. He was such, you know, you talk about the greatest generation. I don't know how he could lose. I mean, I don't care when we were starting to live the American dream. And honest to God, we lived in a two-bedroom house, and my sister and I shared a room, and we added on a family room and all the other things out there. We had no worries. I mean, I had no worries. I didn't know what my mom and dad were thinking at the time. My sister and I did not think anything, but life was good because we had security, and we had warmth, and we had family, and we had friends, we don't have to worry about what we're going to wake up to out there. And it's just, and then at the same time, my dad was just a guy. He probably worked at that time, 60, 70 hours a week, and never thought a second about it because he knew that was his duty, and he wanted to do it, take care of his family. And so I'm just hoping we don't lose that, because the American spirit really happened from people like that that weren't going to quit. We're going to work hard. We're going to get knocked down and get back up and do keep going after it. And I'm sure your father was like that. I know your dad just little bit on the peripheral there. And so that's what just neat. I mean, there's nothing better, I tell you, in life, and I wish I could have instilled this even better in all my kids, is to have purpose and to accomplish things, you know, out there, and to wake up and know that I'm going to go do something, and I don't care what it is. I don't care if you stay home and take home a child. It could be, that's one of the highest purposes there ever was in life. But just to get up and to go do something and say, wow, I did it, you know, and I didn't do it with somebody having to support me all the time and do everything else out there. So it's a real, you know, it's a real challenging time, but I think the future, I think
a lot of people have stepped up, though, locally.
That's a great thing about it. I mean, you know, what Patty Poppy did over there and what In Consumers has done and other people. We do have that caring, giving spirit. Thank God for that.
How about the why?
Well, from what standpoint?
Raising all the money.
Oh, I'm a big why supporter. I think it touches so many people, does so much good. I don't know how anybody doesn't want to support the why. I don't even care if you go there. It's good for Jackson, Michigan. It's good for Jackson, Michigan. It's good for children. It's good for elderly. It's good for people that have got disabilities and everything else. It's just a good organization. I don't have to go to the why and go somewhere else. But I support it 100%, and I'm really behind it. And I think it would be crazy not to support this even more so and get it done and put up a really, we're not going to put up a Taj Mahal down there, put up a really nice facility to service our people here in this community. So, yeah, there are so many good people. Thank God. And that's what they don't understand. I still say Detroit, Michigan, which is having somewhat of a resurgence out there, is because of private individuals. It wasn't because of government. It's private individuals that said, I'm going to invest in this community, hopefully make money. You got to make money, people, off it, and bring this town back. So yeah, we've got a lot of those people here, and you know, all the good work that some nonprofits are doing, I worry about them. They got enough money, you know, and I just listened to Ken as I was coming in here from the United Way and concerned about that, because I'm sure that people aren't giving them money because they don't have the campaigns and all the other different things right now.
Right.
But we're just, you know, hopefully we have short memories, we go forward and remember what was good and work hard, and I'm encouraged. Absolutely.
Pretty neat. Kind of what's continued to happen downtown.
Oh, yeah. You know, downtown is, man, we get this place back together here, this estate back going. I can't see nothing but just a continued resurgence. Then you go down there and you look at the new apartment buildings that are down there.
Pretty impressive.
I think it's really impressive. That's why I looked at the restaurants opened up. Who knows? Maybe even more restaurants may come. Maybe a couple more little shops. You know, I went to the, what do they call it, a blessed nest or something like that? But I went there and bought some things for Lisa. It's just nothing like a thriving downtown. And you remember when we were kids, going downtown was a big deal. And I'll never forget going to Woolworths, sitting at the counter there, having a cherry Coke. I remember that very well with my grandma and grandpa. And they let me pick out a little army man that was up on all the shelves, you know, and stuff that you play with back then and stuff. I'll never forget that, but I just wish I could walk downtown when it was back really thriving in the, you know, I don't know, probably starting in the 40s, 30s, wherever it started then. But I was there in the, you know, 50s, 60s, and it was thriving. And I wish we could go to the Region Cafe tonight. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about great food and reasonable price and stuff. But, yeah, so downtown's got, I think downtown will be okay as long as the economy is okay. And the government doesn't get caught up in politics and everything and does what's right for the people. And then when you're wrong, correct it. You know, what the hey? I'm excited about that. I'm really excited about the downtown. And we should be able to make it if we can get this everything under control and get the country going here.
Yeah. What about living downtown?
You know, I've always thought living in the downtown, even though I like my space and I live on a few acres and that, and even when I was younger, how many times I really went out there wasn't very often in the space. But I've always liked that. I'm a community guy. I like people, and I like to have certain restaurants you go into and different things, and being downtown in the hustle bustle when it's hustling and bustling. I think it is. They say young people in particular. I think some older people. I got a couple of friends down there in the new 200. They said, well, I'd like to, wouldn't mind living there, but you know, you're right there and walk out your door, and I'd like to have a nice little, you know, obviously grocery-type store. It'd be cool as heck if they could do that. But just to go down to a different restaurant, see people, and it's like I know, I meet guys on Fridays usually to have breakfast. I haven't done that now for, a long time. And just my dad used to go to different places and have breakfast and meet his buddies, and everything else, and solve the problems of the world and go in his later years and go off to work after that. So, yeah, it's fun to have a downtown that's got some interesting little shops and restaurants. And now we've got, I don't know if we need more apartments, but I think we're in pretty good shape down there right now. Hopefully they need more.
Things going well at the Walton Agency?
We've been real fortunate. We have got such talented people in our office, and I don't mean that lightly, and I think that they're caring people, and at the same time, it's our goal is to, create this business community that cares about our employees, cares about our clients, obviously, and cares about our community, and of course starts with our families. And we've been adding some people. We've had a, when times get tough, it's a simple old saying, you get tougher and you keep going. And look for opportunity. There's a lot of opportunity right now because a lot of people kind of go back in their shell. We don't go back in our shell. We're having a good year, very good year. We think next year will be really good year because I think there's lots of opportunity out there, especially if the country gets going. If the country doesn't get going, it's a different story then. We question it, though. I tell you right now, when this COVID came in, and all this PPP money came out and everything, we said, thank God, because we assumed that a lot of our businesses were really, really going to struggle, and some of them really have struggled, and that's going to really hurt us. And then also at the same time, people don't realize, and I understood this a long time ago when I used to really live it, a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. If that paycheck gets interrupted, their life gets interrupted, and whether it's paying the rent, paying the mortgage, or feeding the kids, it's a frightening moment in life, out there. And that can tumble down so much. I can't pay you, you can't pay him, you can't pay this person. All of a sudden, all these people are in trouble, and could have been some, real disasters out there. So it was, we were real concerned about that, because we didn't know where this COVID thing was going. It's obviously when they first came out, said we're going to kill 2 million people. I thought, oh my God, they're going to shut down everything out there to stop it. Thank God that didn't happen. But a lot of emotions still out there. It's just amazing opinions on that in my own office. Some people say wear that mask all the time. Other people say, well, you don't wear that mask. And that's just, just being people again. And they all have got their legitimate angles on it. So we're looking forward to next year. We think it's going to be a good year. We're going to hopefully do a lot of really good things internally because we are just poised to really continue to go onward and upward. We're not going to allow this. We evaluate what's going on and how do we adjust to it and go forward. A lot of technology, I've probably got 95% of our people that are back. When somebody gets COVID, I got a call last night, actually not a call, but a text. Can't get a call, you gotta get a text, Even though I like to call, I think I almost offend people. What are you calling me for? Why don't you text me? Hey, I'm an old guy. Give me a break. And I had some people come in. We had somebody tested positive. And so, what do we do now? We've had that happen before. And we're cleaning our office like crazy all the time and doing all the right stuff. And we're supposed to wear a mask. And for the most part, do when you get up from your desk. We're doing all the right things. But we had somebody last night, so they got to, quarantine and stay home. They're not sick. They just tested positive. We think it's going to be a good year unless the politicians screw it up. So keep our spirit up, just keep our spirit up. Get up there. We need a leader. We need great leaders that can charge us up at the very least, and get us going and believe. So.
Hey, thanks for coming out and.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our partnership over the.
Oh, absolutely, Greg.
Over the years.
We've always loved the station. It's amazing. Honest to God, we've seen some things, even some of the advertising things. Give you a little plug here. We really think we're getting some real pushes from certain things, especially on your program. And you mentioned something the other day too. But I also want to say, but it's Christmas time, people. Let's really remember the reason for the season. It's fun as heck. I love all this stuff. I love the presents. I've got all these grandkids, but a lot higher reason. And I think this country, if we really want to give back, we need to go back to the reason why it's Christmas. So Yeah, go to church if your church is open or something like that. You're not going to live that long. Greg and I got old fast. We don't know how we got so old so fast. So people, you know, I want to say Merry Christmas to you and remember what the real reason for the season is.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Rick Walton.